Welcome to the Group Chat Chronicles. I'm your host, Dev. With me this episode, we have two guests entering the chat. We have Roxanne.
What's up? Yo.
You told me
I'm
every
time.
What's good?
And also on this episode, we have Shawnee. What's up,
Shawnee? Yeah, what's good, cuz?
And on this podcast, we always give our own takes on a lot of topics, and I want to thank everybody for supporting. And as y'all know, before we start the pod, we always go over what we have been tuned into, whether it be music, movies, books, TV shows, other podcasts. So, Roxanne, what have you been tuned into as of late?
Recently, I've been listening to Brent. You know, he just dropped his album. I only gave it one playthrough so far, but so far I fuck with it. And then, per usual, I always listen to Drake and Frank Ocean. So, still on that.
You know I gotta bump Herbo every day. Now that Breezy, that new Breezy is hard too though. I was bumping that. I ain't even an R&B boy. Lee Ford. Who else? Dirt. And EST. Same people for real. How about you, cuz?
Let me see that. Brent, of course. I've been listening to that new Ray Shrimmer, that Denial. I like that mature sound they got now. Nah, I ain't gonna lie. They changed up the flow on this one. I like it. That new French, that Montega he did with Harry Fraud. Other than that, same old Breezy album, the 7220 Deluxe, Mr. Morale, Blast, Gunna, LMA. Yeah,
he tried to slide LMA in there real quiet.
No, I've been saying LMA for like the past month now. So moving on to the first topic. So I saw a tweet that said, it basically said that in order for an artist to have Song of the Summer, women have to enjoy it. So Roxanne, as a woman, do you agree with that?
I do agree, because especially in the summertime, niggas want to see some ass shaking. So if the girl's not dancing, the nigga's not liking it. So it's like, I feel like girls kind of pick and choose the songs of the summer.
What about you, Shawnee?
I'm going to have to disagree. Because it's not all about the ass shaking and shit. Like, Song of the Summer, it could be some hard shit, though. Like, it don't always got to be it. They shaking their ass, too, trying to catch cheeks. Like, it could be some real bars, too, though. I ain't going to lie. Because I don't know how to dance, though. That's why I say that. So, I listen to the bars for, like, that shit got to be some hard shit. Because girls, females do really, they can listen to some hard shit, too, though. So, I disagree.
I mean, I don't think the song necessarily has to be for the women necessarily. I just think women just have to enjoy the song, like, cause I seen women enjoy some shit by like Dirk, Baby, EST, surprisingly. But so it's like, I think they have to enjoy it, but like the song doesn't necessarily have to be for them. If that makes sense. So. Yeah. That being said, like, so far, what is your, like, song of the summer so far, if you had to choose?
Shit. Yeah, I was going to say, I couldn't even tell you for real, like, my music is all over the place. I don't even know. he's really going through it.
Song of the summer?
Not that I can think of for real.
Because I bump mad different stuff though.
Yeah, me too. I ain't gonna lie.
I don't know no song of the summer that everybody.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I don't know if people are bumping it, but that Catch a Body by Chris Brown and Fabio.
I just listened to that.
Addicted though, if anything, that's that album.
Shit is not even the best song on that album. Yo,
neither is the one you just said though.
No, it's not. Addicted's not even. No.
I ain't gonna lie. I mean, it ain't new. It, obviously, it ain't new, because, you know. But Took Her to the O, I be listening to that song all the time. And it just makes me want to drive fast. And
you just not listening to that?
No, I'm just not just now. But it's something that I play often. Obviously, he's no longer with us. Obviously, the song ain't fucking new. Yo.
Nah, I know what the song of the summer is.
Wait For You. Everybody plays that shit. Oh, I swear to God. I hear Wait For You every day. It's on the radio, TikTok. I don't even got TikTok and I hear that shit. I'm the only one in York, I swear to God, probably without a TikTok. Devin be telling. I just don't like TikTok. I be seeing too much TikTok on the gram, Twitter, all that. But everybody plays out Wait For You, though. I think that's really the song of the summer. I don't even like that song. My favorite song on that album is with Kodak. The Voodoo Junk.
Please stop making Chicken Alfredo and putting Wait For You as the background music, because that don't make no sense. It don't make no sense. Nah, because they be cooking and they be putting the most off the wall fucking songs. Like, it'll be nobody playing in the background talking about nobody, and it's fucking Chicken Alfredo on the stove. I mean, like, what the fuck?
Nah, that's to get like the views and up and
it's
stuff.
Weird. It's very weird. So y'all sexualizing food is very weird.
So I said Catch a Body. Shawnee said Wait For You. You said Tucker to the O.
That I didn't say that. I just said I've been bumping that because it made me want to drive fast.
You do know, like, he dropped the album this year, right? Whatever that P word is.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm just letting you know.
Yes, I know. I'm aware.
So those songs on that you don't listen to?
I don't fucking know, nigga. Damn. Wow.
I'm not gonna get into that. I don't feel like it. But so moving on. So there's been black politicians trying to appeal to voters. We had a senator in Massachusetts twerking to get to appease voters and whatnot. And then we also had a black Republican. I promise you, that was not that funny. a black Republican.
You said it right though. A black Republican ain't.
Yeah, real. killing a KKK member talking about the Second Amendment. So Roxanne, how do you feel about that? Those ads.
The twerking was crazy. You should have never done that. That was so embarrassing to watch. Like, and then like there was no music. It was just her It was bad. It was very it was in very bad taste. As far as the other video with him killing the Klan members, that shit was funny. That shit was hilarious. I don't give a fuck. That shit was funny as fuck. Because like as I'm watching it, at first I was like, oh, this is a joke. And then I realized like, nah, this nigga dead ass. Like, that was a serious ad. It was funny as fuck. I ain't gonna lie.
So Sean, how do you feel about all that?
I ain't even gonna lie, cause I don't even get into politics.
I'm fully aware.
But if you're registered to vote, please go out and vote.
Why aren't you registered to vote?
I'll be bullshitting, man. Don't be like me. But nah, that's crazy though what happened. I ain't see the twerking thing though, but the KKK thing, fuck it. remember the joint in the city? Black boy, he was like, I got a black friend in the KKK. Like,
I don't know what the niggas fuck was he like, was like, I got friends in the KKK, and they just
that shit was too funny. They canceled his ass.
Yeah, I was there in person for that shit too.
But what was you doing down there though? At the station? Why was he at the station?
Don't play with me.
I was at the station.
There's a whole lot of people at the station that day, so yeah.
But, ain't gonna name them.
But nah, back to the topic at hand though. So I don't know. I think they're just trying to. I think shit like that appeals to people who aren't old enough to vote, I guess. Cause like I don't know. I feel like 14, 15 year old me. If I see a politician twerking, I'm like, oh, she got my vote. But now, I'm not trying. 26. I'm not trying to look at that. But
watched it a couple times only.
No, I saw it one time and one time only. Now that Meg one.
He getting hot over here. Change the subject.
Facts. Got the little AirPod case with her on it. Got the charms and the Crocs. But nah, so So the black Republican dude, I don't know. That shit was funny as hell. I ain't gonna.
It was funny.
But like, it was corny at the same time. Like, same thing. They're trying to appeal to people who can't really vote. Like, that's not going to push me to vote for you. So
I think it's more just they trying to go viral type shit, because you go viral, more people see you, obviously. But yeah, that shit was bad.
All it is nowadays for, yeah, for everybody just want to go viral.
Facts.
It's all about that and likes.
Yep.
Facts. Well, what did you say? Don't worry about your followers. You need to get your dollars up.
I'm pretty sure their dollars are up though. Like, I'm not. I don't know either. I'll be counting at people's pockets, but I'm pretty sure they ain't poor. But moving on. Leak asked this question in the group chat. So he asked, like, how do we feel about men painting their fingernails and whatnot, like women? It's funny though, cause like after you said that, I saw like Jalen Green paint with his nails painted.
Or it'd be a couple of y'all favorite rappers and shit that do that too.
I don't mind it. Like, obviously not if you like, you know, wilding out, but like I've seen some guys get it like all black, or like get, you know, like regular manicures with clear coat, and then they'll have like some type of designs and shit. That's fine, in my opinion. I mean, especially because like a lot of alternative men do that, like that alternative style. That's what it's called. That's what it's called. But I mean, I don't mind it. I think a lot of people have a problem with it when they're not, how you say it, like, they got issues with their masculinity. Yeah, they're not comfortable. Yeah. They think, oh, I have my nails done, everybody gonna think I'm, you know, this, that, and the third. Like, nigga, if you like it, you like it. Go ahead, do your thing. So that's how I see it. That's it.
I really don't care for real. I ain't even gonna lie. That has nothing to do with me. So RP Juice WRLD, cause I seen he did that before, and he got bars. Like, I still listen to him. Like I said, it got nothing to do with me, cause like Uzi be doing that. Like, he's the weirdest, but Uzi should be fired a little bit. I ain't gonna lie.
Wait, his nails be fired?
No, nigga, his fucking music. But like, say if one of my fault. Say if one of my favorite rappers though has some fucking French tips or some weird shit, I'd be like, come on, cause you're doing too much. Like.
That's a
Yeah, like, that's doing too much.
All right, so, all right.
Yeah, like, that's right. Weird, like. Right, but so if a nigga, like Uzi and, like, Juice WRLD, like I said, like, that got nothing to do with me. But, like, if you doing too much now, I still got nothing to do with me. But, like, come on.
All right, so, all right. So, if Herb got his nails done like that, he's so
I'm like, cuz, that's crazy, like. But what if he dropped some hard shit, though? he in the stew 4 a.m. He posts a flick with his nails out and shit. I'm like, cuz, what is wrong with you? But that shit is hard, though. I'll be like, yo. But, I mean, to each his own, fuck it.
I mean, like, it don't got shit to do with me, bro. But, I mean, I don't really care. Like, it's just nails. Like, I'm not, like, it's not going to stop me from feeling a way about somebody. I don't, it just nails as long as, I mean, if you want to do too much, that's cool. I don't care. I'm still treat you the same. It don't matter.
Yeah, we won't even be knowing these people half the time. Like, when they be our favorite rappers and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's who we mostly see it by. Because I ain't going to lie. I ain't seen no nigga in the city with no nails painted that I can remember. Like,
I mean, I've seen it a couple times.
I've seen a few. I was about to name drop like a motherfucker, but I ain't
going to
do that.
We ain't going to get into that.
Fire, so. I like them.
So Roxanne, if a dude had his nails painted and he shot your shot at you.
Painted like, in what way? Like mine? Like,
yep. Nah, like the regular shit.
Nah, all right.
You see my fucking nails?
All right. Like the regular, like just regular painted.
Like all black, like you said.
Like yeah, all black? Yeah, how would you I call? Mean, okay.
No. If you had it like how you got them right now.
I mean, clearly if you got them how I got them. So... So like, come on now. But if you want to like match your nails to mine, like, all right, see my nails are lime green right now, right? If you get a clear coat and get like a little lime green something on one of the fingers, cool. But like, we can't just have matching nails. That's a little much. First of all, because I don't know. I don't know. That's just not my. That's not my preference. That's not my preference. You can have your nails painted, or you can have, like, you know, a manicure, like a little design here and there. But my personal preference is I wouldn't want you to have the same nails as me.
Matter of fact, I ain't gonna lie. This is what I say. I got my shit done. I don't know what you call it though, but when you get like that, cause I ain't gonna, like, working and shit. Like, your shit get dirty. Like, I ain't ashamed to go in there. My shit clear though. I ain't going in there getting no black shit or nothing. But I got my shit done before. Fuck it.
Men's nails need to be.
Word, like, females like it. Like, why would you pull up with dirty fingernails? First of all, crazy business. And I don't like my shit long either. Like. Just get my shit done.
How often do you go?
The last time I went though, probably like 3 months ago. I want to start going because I got this new job, so I want to start going like once a month. Yeah, I need to go. But I need a solid spot to go to. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I need to make an appointment. Word, like, you can't be looking crazy out here, especially if you try and bag something. And then they spot, you know, females notice everything. So,
yep. Make sure y'all.
Wash your hands, cut your fingernails, do all that don't shit.
Stop, man. Stop biting your nails, too.
Yeah, that's one habit that I had to break for real.
Oh, Seth forgot Donna's be biting his nails.
Nah, real rap. Like, you gotta stop that shit. Nah, yeah, that's not good, though, for your teeth as well. Yeah. Nah, I'm not talking to bro. I'm just saying, nah, because I did that too, though, for real. I did that too for real. Like, it's not good for you. But now, when I went the one time though, the Asian lady, like,
yo, come on.
She cut my shit though. Like, that joint was bleeding. That shit was hurting.
I'm
like, damn.
Did y'all do anything about it?
I mean, I just said ow. I said ah shit. Shut like
the conversation.
I be saying stuff when they be like doing it too rough. I be like,
chill. I'd be like, you're burning me. You're cutting me.
Oh, and do they keep doing it the same way they did it?
No.
Sure about that?
I'm positive. Okay. That's one thing. Girls be scared to speak up about, like, to their nail techs, not me. I'd be like, this one's crooked. Can you fix it, please? This is because I be spending bread. Like, when I got my nails and toes, well, it wasn't that much, but, I mean, I guess it was a lot. I got my nails and toes done, like, a couple days ago, and I spent, what, $155? So, obviously, like, if you're gonna, like, not be taking your time or you're gonna mess it up, I'm gonna say something because I work hard for my money. Hell yeah, I'm gonna make sure my shit right before I leave. Y'all be scared. I've had a whole set taken off before because she started doing them and there was all types of shapes that was not the same. And I was like, nah. Before she even got to the other hand, I was like, nah, I can't. And she soaked them bitches right off and restarted from the beginning. I'm not playing about my nails. I was there for like 3 solid hours. I ain't gonna lie, but. You're not gonna fuck my nails up. This having my nails and my toes done is like my, all right, go treat yourself. That's why I spend so much on it. So hell yeah, you're not gonna have me out here looking busted. Nah.
Feet done too, though. Yeah. I never got my fingers. I got my feet done before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see why Pierre ain't trying to pay for no nails. That's $155.
Pierre, listen. This like the fourth time this been brought up. I know one day, somebody gonna put it on Pierre and he gonna pay for their whole life. I can tell. It's just gonna take that one person, and yeah, Pierre gonna bro. Be out here like, I'll get my check all deposited right. into your account Whoa. If you want me to.
Wow. But what if it's wifey though, Dev?
Oh, wifey, I don't care. $155. Yeah, nothing. But Pierre ain't trying to pay for none of that.
Room bit, nothing that costs over a buck though.
Bro, my haircut is 30.
Word.
I could tell. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
You hear that, Londo? She's talking crazy.
I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
But,
I'll pay for a haircut, though.
Of course, it's only $30.
I mean, I wouldn't give him only $30. If my man tell me he need a haircut, I'm going to do the same thing. All right, if I say I need my nails done, I'm obviously expecting, like, $100 at least. So if you tell me he's getting his haircut, I'm going to also send him, like, $100. I don't know what fucking come with a haircut. Here, take.
If I get money for a haircut,
ooh, yes.
He gonna come back with a cut, some trees, some food. Yeah, cause I'm gonna give you the same treatment you give me. Fuck out of here. That was a good thing.
No, that's just a good thing. It's just $100 for a haircut, though.
I mean, I don't care what you do with it.
Oh, it worked. That's lit. But no.
Oh my God. Dev gonna come back with no fucking haircut.
So, moving on to a more serious topic. So, there was a video of a store owner or store worker. I don't know if he owned a store or not. He killed a man because over a bag of chips stabbed him all the way up. That was crazy. I don't know why. I just
in New York, right?
Yeah. In behind the counter, now they're gonna be laughing. That's not funny. But apparently, what I read was that dude snatched a bag of chips from his daughter, and then his girl called him up there, and yeah, that's how the altercation happened. So, how do you feel about that, Roxanne?
So the story that I heard, like that I read with the video, was that she didn't have enough for everything that she was getting, and then obviously the store guy wouldn't let her have it, and she called her man, which already you're dumb. Put the shit back if you can't afford it. It's literally that simple. But for you to come in a store and attack somebody and not expect to get, you know, I mean, I ain't gonna say he deserved to die, but like that man should not be in jail. He defended himself. You came behind the counter and was on his ass. Like, he definitely shouldn't have been arrested and shit. Like, that was a little wild. What do you expect people to do? And then, like, you know, in New York, like, guns aren't legal. So, I mean, he did what he had to do, for real.
Yeah. So, Shawnee, how do you feel about that?
That shit was crazy, for real. Old head held it down, though. I ain't even gonna lie. Because, like, if you don't got enough bread, yeah, like, you should put it back. But I ain't gonna lie. If it was a couple cents, though, like, me at my corner store, I'd do it. He'd be like, oh, yeah, it's cool. He wouldn't even say, like, next time or not. He'd just say, oh, it's cool. So I'm not even going to call nobody. Like, yo, bro, like, oh, they're talking crazy, like, over 25 cents. So that was crazy, though. Yeah, that shit was crazy. Yeah. He held it down, though, but I mean, that's what comes with it. You came in there all rowdy and shit.
Y'all need to stop letting women get y'all into fights. That's crazy.
If your girl call you because a store clerk wouldn't let her get something, at some point you got to be like, babe, you're the problem. And you got to tell her, like, you need to chill out. Because, like, now she done got her man killed over some chips. Word. That's wild.
If anything, wild. He could have gave her a dollar, like.
For real.
If
anything, like, guys came in all aggressive. Damn.
And they were clowning dude because he had an Amiri shirt on.
That's not.
That's crazy. Damn, he
passed. Damn, he had the Amiri on him.
That is.
Over some chips, though, yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, I mean, they didn't have that relationship that, oh, I'll get you tomorrow, or it's cool, or whatever.
Word. Yeah, like I said, like, me at my corner store growing up, I was at that corner store forever, so nice. He would definitely be like, oh, no, that's cool. Even if it was a dollar, I believe, like, oh, no, it's straight. Yeah. Should they throw extra shit in there sometimes?
I was about to say, even to this day, the corner store that I used to live down the street from, like, when I was growing up, even now, I'll go in there and they be giving me free shit all the time. They be like, oh, I remember you. I be like, yep. Nah, see, my corner store has hot food, like empanadas and shit. He be tossing them in for the free.
Did you be getting 6 beef sticks?
That's crazy.
They have always done some weird shit.
I just feel like 6 beef sticks is excessive.
Yeah.
6 beef sticks, get some chips.
6 beef sticks and chips. Dev's, not Dev. Donis.
I don't think I ever bought more than 2. Ever.
Beef sticks?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, I don't like beef sticks.
Yeah. Mini beef sticks. You gotta get 3, though. That's what I'm
saying. But I always got stuff, though. I never
bought. At the jump, no, you have to get 3, because it's 3 for a dollar.
I never bought more than 2.
How much would you pay him for your 2 beef sticks?
Nah, it was 57 cents.
Nah, I would get other stuff, though, so it's like, yeah, but beef sticks, nah. I was never a fan of beef sticks, though. Yeah.
Facts.
Beef sticks is cool, though.
With people
the, orange bag minutes worth?
Yeah. People be lighting them, burning them.
Yeah, I did that a couple of times. It ain't really nothing special for them.
This nigga a food critic.
Yeah, but nah, I love food. Everybody love food. What?
Nigga talking about beef sticks
yeah,
going hard.
We didn't survive. I love food.
That's crazy.
So yeah, rest in peace to that man, and free the store
owner as well.
He got booked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For murder.
He gonna beat that shit. Yeah.
I hope.
Got to. That's self defense.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Thanks.
But we don't know what the story behind that was though. Like if he was talking crazy to the girl though.
I mean that's still self defense though. He definitely come behind the counter.
That is true. But old heads do be talking crazy though.
Yeah. So this concludes this week's episode. And as y'all know, for the end of the show, we always give a final thought to give to the world. So Roxanne, what is your final thought to give to the world?
Just be safe out here because it's a little crazy out here. That's about it. It's just a crazy world.
All right, Shawnee, what is your final thought to give to the world?
Like she said, just stay safe, be humble. That's pretty much.
I don't have a final thought. So
I'm not,
I don't gotta think about what I'm gonna say. I always have a go to.
Follow
the socials and the YouTube. So yeah.
Follow me too.
You gotta find yourself. I'm not giving my
ass. My name's Shawnee. Run with that. You can figure it out.
But like and subscribe to the YouTube channel and follow us on all socials, GCC717 on Twitter, Group Chat Chronicles 717 on Instagram, the Group Chat Chronicles on Facebook. And I would like to thank everybody for kicking it with us for however long we was here for, and we out.
Word, yeah, I appreciate you, Def, for having me on here. Shout out to the Group Chat Chronicles.